You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Berfus Yankov is the Svolen Lechayf Yamim Yishkan. The Bul Lechayf Anias Vyakos Oyal Tzida. So it says, Rashi says, Al Lechayf Yamim, he's going to be at the seashore to your art. Lechayf Targ Musafer, and Safer means a, Safer means a border city. Right? Just like the word Safer. Safer is not the Pshat, just to describe this as just a entity with a lot of pages that's out of book. A book is a shot, it has to flow. It has to go, and there has to be a theme over here that you're reading something. It goes ahead, and like when you count, you're putting everything in place. So a boundary city is called Sapar because it goes ahead and it makes boundaries for the place that you are. It defines what this place is. This place goes till Akko, till Ashkelon, and so on. Rashi says over there, Behu yeh motzei todo fafanias, mokom anomaly, would always be in boats and in the place of the port, and you bring business over there. Shai Zvulun Oisik Bepermatia. Zvulun used to be Oisik in business. Umamtsi Mazun Leshevet Yisofa. Shevet Yisofa Vehem Oiskim Betayra. Usha Oma Moshe Smach Zvulun Betse Sefa Vyisoka Ba'ayolecha. Zvulun Yitzah Bepermatia. Zvulun was Oisik in Pragmatia, in business, right? And Yisof is Isaac Batara Ba'oyalim. So Zvulun would go ahead and support Yisof. In fact, if you look in Rashi over there on that posik, Rashi in the posik of Smach Zvulun Betzisacha, in the end of environment, Zaysav Rafa, so says, well, Zvulun, Amas Smach Zvulun Betzisacha, Yisof Amar Lepa. So Rashi says over there, when you go out, right? Well, Abishonik for Chedoshim brings Pesukim. How do you know that Yisachar was Isaac with Torah? So he says Rashi Sanhedrin and so forth. So Rashi says over there that Zvulun Yisachar Asu Chutfis Zvulun Lachayf Yamim Yishkei. But the Yitzchak Kamati Besvinus was stuck of an ace in the piv. Shul Yisachar Bein Yishu Ravizkim Betayra. The Fika Hikdim, Zvulun Yisachar Shatayrosa, or technically it's Zvulun Yisachar. What the Veld calls Yisachar Zvulun, maybe we'll see later. But Tayrosa Shul Yisachar Al Yadei Zvulun Hoysim, Stu Zvulun. In fact, if you look at the Sforno in this week's Parsha, this Shabbat, this coming week, so he says that the Pshat is, it's based on Im Ein Kemach, Ein Terah, since they're Ma'afsher, the Ma'afsher, Yisachar to sit and learn, Mimela, they marked him that. Because it's not feasible, it's not possible that he should learn unless he gives him what to eat. Now, that's Nagir, what we're going to be doing today. Right? In the Chazal, it also says, eat. Well, eat means when we say eat. No, they're able to eat in order to learn.
Oh, right, Ruth, yeah, that's a good
one. In fact, if you look in Medrash Rabbah, this week's Parsha, with Perk Tzadik Tes, Sif Tes, so it says over there, it's all of them because of Oyma Eitz Chaim Hilmach Zigeh. He says, El Shoy is Wulan Isa Berkamach, the Perkamach in business. Visof Isa Berkamach, it's Wulan Bo Machiloi Lefikach Kadoma. That's why it said it first, Doc. All of them are because of Eitz Chaim Hilmach Zigeh, but Yisoko, Koinus is Wulan Mevi Bani, as Mecha Mevi Lekobach, and Mesha Emma Smart Bot Fasako. Now, the end of the Pasuk, Doc, in different Chazal, it says that the end of the Pasuk to Samchei Amu Shar. So Mushar, without the Vav, you can rearrange it, Mirosh. There'll be Mushar, the letters, Mushar, Mem Aleph, you have a Vav, Shin Reish, but without the Vav, is Mirosh, meaning is that they're their heads. In other words, they, since they support the Torah, they're mentioning things. Akoponim, that's the Josh. Now, in the Torah, so in Torah Taken Hill, at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, as he talks about the virtues of supporting Torah, so he says that how everyone behoved to learn. Mishi yashu lilmoid nesha any of their klau lilmoid fear this as man. Yaspik lad cherim haloinde. He should try to go ahead and sustain those that are learning. Vitachashu loy keilu loymed ba'atzmoy. Kemoisha doshu vali. Taka brings this chazal, right? The Maramakam is this gracious rabbi, this Rashi. But posik smar zvulim betseisecha v'yisofa boyolach. In this posik, what? Or is it's even a Mari de Kazakh. Smile. We usually think of Divrei Torah is Kudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev, like it says on top of the Aron Kodesh. The Torah itself gives this gives Simcha, right? Who the very essence of Torah. That's why you find, like, for instance, when there's a tnai in Torah, right? The Gemara says that when you learn Torah, so it has to be, you have to learn it, the aim of the year of Beresa Bezia. It has to be with awe, with trepidation, with fear, right? A person has to learn Torah very seriously, right? The Gemara says certain tnaim in Torah. That's why there was a din of Balkeri, because he's not an aim of the year Beresa Bezia. So, the din is that a person has to learn Torah with very seriously. Sometimes when a person's on a matzah that is not seriously, in the times of Gemara, you weren't allowed to learn at that point, too. Because Balkeri brings it comes to Kalas Reish, and therefore he's not in matching of seriousness. He still has, the Goyen says he still has that Reishim on him of the Kalas Reish when he had the Tafrit till he goes to the mikvah. That's what the Goyen says in Brachas. But you don't find, Rav Wittman used to say that, you don't find a Tanai of Simcha to learn the Simcha. Why don't you find a Tanai to learn the Simcha? It says, Hadvarim, it says in Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes of Chagiga, by the bris of Achid, it will learn his Torah, Hadvarim smeichim kinesinosim b'sinai. He says, because the pshat is, that's not a condition, that's a fact. When you learn Torah, then you're happy. The etzem Torah itself gives you happy. Eimer Yerushalmi is a pshat of mindset. The person has to be when he's learning Torah, right? He has to, that's why, Rav Wittman said, that's why you have Davin Neze Yisks and Igle Tal, why the Rambam brings the Oilam Nilmad Adam Shalol Lishma, Shabbatosh Lishma, Bal Lishma. The Gemara says on Torah and Mitzvahs, Rambam brings an Ilkhaf Talmud Torah. He says, because in Talmud Torah is a bigger kitchen. A mitzvah you do Shalol Lishma, okay? So you do Shalishma. But Torah, you would think it's missing in the Torah because you're doing it without aim, a year, a ref, a zio, right? You're not really learning it in the right way. Kamashun, you could. But Simcha is not a tnai. Simcha is a fact. When a person learns Torah, it's Simcha. State smach zvul b'tzei sata. That even though he's not really being learning Torah, but he has the Simcha of the Torah. Smach zvul b'tzei sata. Because you're supporting Torah. So that's what the Torah says. So on this, the Ramah adds, look at the Ramah. It's Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Mokkas, Ramah quotes is Rabbeinu Yerucham. So take a call. He brings the whole, Ubishasa tchak. Yeah. Oh, that's the way. What? The fifth line, actually. The Gemara says, a few lakara krishma shafazalvish, you makan mitzvah. Gemara says, you're not allowed to say that Amarat. So we're not questioning everybody's an Amarat, we won't, but somebody might hear it as an Amarat, so we don't want to. Misha yef shul alil moid meneshe any dek falim of etidus, shiyeshu yaspik lachem lib, hago, zok the Ramah. Vitechashu loy ki ilu loimit atzu. That's what the Torah says. In other words, it has, now this is a big kiddush, and we'll see what the Makar is. The Goyim brings a Makar. But let's speak about it for a second, what you would say in Svara. If I help somebody, let's say, cure tefillin. Somebody says, I don't have tefillin, and you help them buy tefillin. You probably give them money. The guy comes up and says, I have no tefillin. All right, so you give him money, right? So you give him money to buy tefillin. You feel bad for him. He has no mezuzahs. What mitzvah do you get? Oh, very good, Yankel. Chesed. You do a chesed, right? If you help him, he comes up and says, I have to be mahabed my parents. Very hard for me. You know the story with Reb Chaim. One time a person came to Reb Chaim and he says he wants to be Mechabit his parents. Parents live in Petersburg, very far. And he wants to be Mechabit then. But it costs a lot of money to train. The Gemara says, you're not Mechabit to spend money on your parents. So is he Mechabit?
He is.
You're not Mechabit. We pass in Mishul Abba, Lo Mishulai. Your father asked your parents have to give you the money to do certain, if you can't do the mitzvah without it. So he said, what should I do? I can't afford the trip to Petersburg. Am I mechuyev to go? He says, yeah. He says, but the Gemara says, Mishalor. He says, walk, start walking. He says, start walking. And again, it says you don't have to spend money, but you got to walk. You got to be mechavad. That doesn't mean you don't have to be mechavad. So a person comes up and says, listen, my parents are all this. I got to get to them. I got to take the train. I got to help them be in a nursing home. And you talk, I'll help the guy. What, do you get a rifus yamun for that? The person who helps it. Pasha staff. Why? Because you did a mitzvah of chesed. So you'll tell me, is there a way of choosing whether you should go ahead and help a guy get a mezuzah or help a guy keep it over? Probably not. They're both chesed. How you figure out? I don't know. Yes, you figure out. Sometimes it's just you, whatever. Libra chavrit, so you figure out whatever you want to do. Okay? So look over here. So over here is Pesachidish. It says, V'yochol odom lahasnois im chaveret. You can make a tnai with your friend. Shehu yasik b'tayra. Vuhu yamtzi loy panasa. And he'll be, go ahead and give him. Oh. Yachloik imoyaskar. That's what it's called. Yisachar. Why the two shins there, Yaakov? You only say Yisachar? There's two scars. One the scar for learning, and then he gets scar to the one who supports him in learning. All right? The Sfasema says. Chaver shu yathu ever yamtzi lo panasa. Yachloik imoyaskar. Okay? Aval in kvar asak b'tayra. If he's already asak b'tayra, ain't a yochel limko lo chalka. You can't go over to a fella and say, listen, I'd like to buy the Torah that I know you see a big mass, but here's money. I'd like to buy the Torah that you learn. That you can't do. B'shul lomen shiyit nilay. Okay? Now, why? What would you say?
Because you had to earn it.
Yeah, okay, so but he says you couldn't give it before. Yofel adam la'aslis im chaver shi'asim b'teira and yovil opera. You couldn't make a tenai with him. Yamtzil b'yachlik imoy askar. He'll share with him the sky. Oh, right. So what Yaakov says, what's he did?
Why can't you stop it?
Why can't you stop it? If you could say, okay,
you'll do that. Why are we going on that? Maybe that'll end the army.
The what?
He needs the money for the future.
Yeah, I'm saying, so what do you do? Are you buying the... So what is it? So again, you're right. What are you doing? So what you're saying basically is you're not selling you don't need to make a kinyan for this. Even though what? Meaning that you're allowing this person to go ahead and learn, enabling to learn, you get the schar of Talmud Torah. That's a haridik of chiddush. Because according to what Yaakov said, with the chay, what you did was you did a chesed over here. You helped the guy do, and it's Mali, if you give a person money and you enable him to get tefillin or you enable him to be mechaber b'mit, or if you're enabling him to learn Torah. So there's something new. I had a few years ago, a guy came over and he's learning in Kollel and he's in Eretz Yisrael and he tells me he can't make it, but his brother-in-law wants to support it, but on one condition, that he gets star, but his brother-in-law's a big Zionist, that he's mekayim mitzvos yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He says, if that's what you want to do, learn, because hey, I want you to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he cares about. He doesn't care about the Torah. He cares about the Yisrael. So he wants to make a Yisachar full of it. I said, Lenir's deity. I mean, look at that. Is that you're stealing from the guy. That's not, he's not getting the scar of Yeshiva Sartzol. No, but he wasn't giving it for Torah. He said, as far as he was concerned, he could run around the whole damn Ben Yehuda. But what the pshat is that he's been Mekayim Yeshiva Sartzol. So most boys can say, well, they can't. It's if as a true bond, you can't make Yisachar's wool and amitzvahs. Even though there's a mokum to read in this Ramah, that means is that all of my Torah, you can't sell what was past, only in the future, but amitzvahs you can sell even past. So there's a tzifchadet. Yeah, one second, Yaakov. I'm sorry, Yaakov. So and there's a tshuva from Reb Shloim Kluger. Shloim Kluger has a very dika tshuva on this. So he said, let's first learn the Gemara. Let's learn first the Gemara. In the Sakas site, okay? Yeshkulas Toyla Gimel Shana. It says in a Mishnah like this. It says in a Mishnah that if a woman drinks from the main, she's choshu to be a saita, so she drinks from the main marim. So if she tackles Mizana, right? So she dies, right? The limbs start to fall apart, she dies. What an anism that usually the Dr. Ramban said the Torah isn't that based on this, but here it is. So it says if she has a schus, the schus can last her sometimes a year. Sometimes 2 years, sometimes 3 years, meaning the Riri says something will happen to her later because she was Mizana. How could her husband live with her in the meantime? So he says, in a chanami, the Torah was matat, all the kazak. But that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, look, she has a schus, sometimes it's 1 year, it's a bigger schus, 2 years, a bigger schus, three, not more than three. Like Marashah says, then it's a chazak already, that's too much. What?
She has 10
So no, so it means it could go up to 3 years. The schus doesn't mean, there's nothing as 10 schus. When you go up there, they don't count it like 1, 2, 3. They count schus and that's it. A schus is a schus, all right? Schus to my frek the Gemara. What kind of schus are we talking about? Ilema schus the Torah, shus schus the Torah, mitzvaisi. When the Gemara understood that even though a woman could learn Torah, let's say certain parts she could learn, But it's not enough that you should call it a schus, like mitzvahs, which the Gemara said. In other words, a woman we know is part of that Torah. Lamata b'samas b'neichem v'loy b'nei seif. Right? The Gemara over there taka discusses whether you're allowed to teach a daughter Torah, you're not allowed to teach a daughter Torah, as the Torah picks up. Chofetz Chaim, in Likutei Halachos, and cite on this Gemara, he says nowadays that there's all kinds of problems. Avadi Mukhiv to send your daughter to a Beis Hank. Right? I don't know if her, the head of her seminary has to be called the girl's Rebbe, but there is such a reality as learning with them. I told you that they just discovered some letters from Moshe Bitzalel Alta, the Ger Rebbe's brother, Sfasemis' son, who's a Meridic master. He used to sleep 2 hours a night and take two naps during the day, 5 minutes and 10 minutes. So if you do it, he's a Meridic master. And his wife writes to his son, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, the name of Nachum Shver, that your father, make sure you learn with your daughters, just like your father. Your father used to learn 2 hours a day with his daughter. There was no Beis Yaakov yet. He used to learn with his daughters 2 hours a day. Where did you get that? But part of it, saying it's a vice. Let's say, like we said over the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says that if a woman of Avada has to learn, how is she going to keep Hilchus Taira? How is she going to keep Hilchus Ablokas Ner, Hilchus Shabbat? She has to learn it. But that learning is not Taira. The Pshat is that's a mitzvah. In other words, when we learn, Hilchus Shabbos, so this way we're able to keep Shabbos. You keep Hilchus, learn Hilchus for them to keep Tzom. Besides that, you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Taira. You learn anything. You learn something that's not Negev. You learn something that's Negev Ka'anim. Good. Maybe you have to be careful not to be Mashu a coin. But you, Dichas Ka'anim, okay? It's Negev sometimes, but how the coin holds his hands. So that Yisrael Ahur doesn't have to learn, unless, you know, the coin wants to come and ask it. But even if it's not Negev, you still have a kind of mitzvah Talmud Torah. A woman does. A woman has to learn things on Negev Ahur, meaning if it inspires her to be an Elder Chuld. Or the halachas, right? But she doesn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah per se. Now, that's all big shot. She's hived to make birkas Torah, not say birkas Torah. Ella schus the mitzvah. Ella must be she has something schus the mitzvah. Schus the mitzvah mean magne kule eyes. We'll go through the Gemara a little quick. Schus the mitzvah sort of asanya zudorosho benachem b'yesi. It says, ki ner mitzvah v'toyra or. Tola kosev v'sa mitzvah b'ner v'sa toyra b'or. A mitzvah is called a ner, a candle. And Torah is called the or, the very light. Just like a ner, right? It protects, meaning you need a ner, but only momentarily. We'll see in a minute what that means. Av mitzvah ain't a megin lepisha. A Torah ba'ar, so Torah ba'ar, loymecha ma'ar megin la'oilam, av Torah megina la'oilam. So too, Torah is megin la'oilam. That's one thing. In other words, ner is only used, when you use a ner, one shot is, it's only during the night time. If you put on a candle during the day, you don't really need it. But there's aura during the day. There is aura during the day. There's light. You need light, but you don't need the ner. Right?
Well, one shot.
Well, yeah, we're talking about now. That's why he does it. Okay. But we're talking about right now as far as the light. All shot is that aura means the light of the sun. Ner is only at a certain time, but the light of the sun is 24 hours a day. In other words, even though it might be dark here, but the other side of the world is, the sun is always shining, okay? Well, we know the pasuk, b'salecha tan chayisah b'shachukha, yitishma alecha b'kitzoisi tisechecha, b'lachat, b'salecha tan chayisah b'zayil ma'azah, b'shachukha tishma alecha z'umisa, ha'kitzoisi tisechecha l'asad ladam, moshu la'ad b'shayim ma'alef b'kishon layla v'feil. The person's going in the dark, in the nighttime. He's afraid. Or the Gemara gives their own mashal. He's afraid of misyarim and akoytsim and apchasim and abekanim. He's afraid of all types of snares and all types of thorn bushes and thistles and so forth, whatever it means. Each one mechayram and alistim. Ve'ein yedem be'ezadel. Well, he doesn't know where to go. Nizdam le'orshal avukashal ur. He has it also on the torch. Nitzam and akoytsim. This way, he's able to see where the thorn bushes are. With the apchasim, there's holes in the ground. Barkanim. There's different types of bushes, but what about the animals? When a list of it, he knows to go to the city. Where to go? He heal a crusher draw from Nitzel Kulam, right? Famous Rashi says, Ava Zutaira, right? That's a Torah, Amr Yosef. So Gemara wants to say, mitzvah be'idna da'asik be. A mitzvah at the moment that you're oisik in it. Magne umatzah. It protects you, and it saves you from the etzara. That's what Rashi was. Be'idna da'asik be, what is that? Agune magnets, it protects you, atzulin umatzah. But it doesn't save you etzara. Yeah, go let us finish in Gemara first. Torah, be'idna da'asik be, be'idna da'asik be, magne umatzah. Torah protects you, you have the protection of Torah, and it saves you from Yetzirah. Who were learned Torah, Nesafel Luchutz, but they learned Torah, but they were Rishar, Mila Asik Ba Torah. Why did they protect it? Am I Lord Aginu Laya from the Yetzirah? Al Rav Torah, Bidna the Asik Ba Magna Umasa. When you Bidna the Law Asik, one, you're Isaac, it protects you from Yetzirah, protects you from everything, right? Like the Dover Mech, protecting you from the Mimah Chamoft. Bidna the Law Asik Ba Agune Agane, Magne, Atsula, lo matzah, but it doesn't save you etzar. Mitzvah, ben bidna, dasik, ben bidna, dasik, ben bidna, dasik, it doesn't stop you from the etzar. Okay. So, memele, that's the schus of mitzvah. She has some schus of mitzvah, bidna, dasik. Avina amala, this we'll get into. Mr. Goyen brings this part of Gemara as a mucker to the Ramah. La oilam schus de teira. Ben, can I have a Gemara slate? There's just one part I forgot to tell him to do. La oilam schus de teira. She has the schus of teira. I, the Gemara, thank you. The Gemara said, she doesn't have the source of hers. Ain't a mitzvah oisah. The ka'amrit ain't a mitzvah oisah. Nihi the pkudei lo mifkad. Even though she's not mitzvah in Torah, ba'agra, the skar, the makarian mesnayim banayu, that they go ahead and they let the children learn mikra and learn mishnah. In other words, they make sure their kids go to cheder. They pack a good lunch that the kid's happy to go to the yeshiva. V'natural, and they wait till gavraya, their husbands are the husband of baby, Joshua. They said, don't worry, come home 10 o'clock, right? Somebody told me that. His wife asked him, how come in the morning, right, when you go to Shachris, I see that you daven only, it takes about 10 minutes for you to daven. You're back, you're right, got to go to work. At night, when you go to Myra, you daven a long Myra. See, you come back 2 hours later, it's around, Shmuz with his friend. He says, no, she wants him to sit and learn. She says, stay 2 hours in Beis Medrash, right? Natural like a the awesome Bay Midrasha. That anybody knows that if you read anything about what Europe was, Poland, the Polish, why would it was so hard for them to accept the idea of Koil? Because in those days, a Balabas used to learn like a Chutzlaritz, 8 hours a day. You know, so it's very hard for them to imagine how much did they see with the Koiling light. Nowadays, how much could you learn? They were used to going to Beis Medrash, and there's a I would say you can never judge a neighborhood by walking into the streets. Because what you see in the streets is not what the neighborhood is. You have in Borough Park, beautiful place, city Shishtad, nice. But you see, but walk into the Marshal Amunis Yisrael, the place is packed. Balabatim, sitting and learning any given part of the day. It's a beautiful thing. It's Mamasha, beautiful Lakewood Minion. It's a beautiful thing. People are sitting and learning. It's not a yeshiva, it's a proper group. People sitting and learning. She says, the igra, the makam, the natural gavar, the asun, the bebda, me loy palgan badayu. Don't they split with their husband? The guy brings this to the buck. In other words, what do you see from this gemara? You see that the gemara, that like Yankel was tiny, if you help somebody put on tefillin, you help somebody get, keep it obey, you get schar, okay, you get some kind of schar. What is it? Chesed. Tashi's chesed. Right? After rechen kamaritas, chesed, whatever it is. It's not even klar, it's tzedakah, it's a shaila. If helping a person with mitzvahs is called stuck or not, people come seems to say it is, but not everybody agrees with that. It's stuck, it could be only what a person needs, his basic needs, food, shelter, right, and so forth. But over here you get the schar of Torah. Zeklif come here from this Gemara that whatever a person does for Torah is a pshat, he has the schus of Torah. Smach, vulim, betzei, stuck, like we said, you have the simcha of Torah. So in this tshuva from Shlomo Kluge, he says, "Mary Dikazach, what was it? It was a tshuva to some place where somebody taka wanted to buy mitzvahs and so forth. He wanted to buy somebody else's mitzvahs. He wanted to get the person's mitzvah. So there's a whole story. They say from the Vilna Goyen that they couldn't get an esrog 1 year, and a person came to the Goyen and they brought him an esrog, and the Goyen kept looking at beautiful, beautiful." So the person, they said, one. The only thing is the person gave to you wants the schar of the mitzvah. So the guy, they're afraid what his reaction. Says, oh, Baruch Hashem, first time I could do a mitzvah lishma. Because I'm doing the mitzvah, without any pnius. Not so poshut. Mechet Aisi can give away that schar of the mitzvah. So it's not something you could sell. The Chazanish Taka has a letter about the whole thing. The Chazanish and the Igris. I mean, I've written up some Yisachar Zvul and things with pearls. He has the Nusach over there. So he writes over there, and the Lashonis, that it's not something that you buy. You don't have to make a kinyan. The pshat is, he says, first of all, he says like this. It says from the Chazanish, he doesn't print it. He says, do I get half your schar? Do I get this? How much? You lose your stuff. He says, the Rabbeinu Shalom has a big enough oitzer of schar that both of them will get good. It goes the opposite too. There's a story with the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe once came to Varsha, and he had an einikel. I met him. The one who wrote the Likutei Yehuda, Leibel Haina. So he was a redhead, right? Haina means an end, technically in Yiddish. So Leibel Haina, and somebody called him in front of him. He says, "The Reg the Haina, like the red hen." So he was very taken aback. You know, the Gemara says, "Makana Shem Lepaveri Ein Lefelik Lamaba." But in the Gerrish style, he said, "Ni Makana," like he was very taken Makana. So the guy, the Rebbe is giving him Musa. He says, "Rebbe, Gans Varsha with the Mazed, oh Varsha calls him that way." See, so the Rebbe said, "No Gehenna's gonna grace for God's life." I don't know. Gehenna's big enough for the old Varsha too. There's plenty of room again. Plenty of room. Nobody's in the second of the year.
You are listening to Ben's Torah. Came out bits also says that
one time a certain guy was very upset at that some tzayinim. So he said, they have no chelik leilam ha, but they're going to burn this. So Rebitzel, like they told Rebitzel, what this fellow said, he says, "I didn't know they're making him the Shema Pesach to decide who goes to Gan Eden, who goes to Gan Eden." It's not how it works. Because then he says, it's not, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you sell it. It means is you are getting schar. You're getting schar. So listen to this tshuva from, in he says, "Oilam haba ain't up par mefira." We can't sell the oilam haba. There's no such thing as selling oilam haba. It's not up for sale. The question he gives that you worse than what he gets. Vuhushas, he says that the Gemara, he brings this Gemara up. What's the Gemara? The end of the Gemara says, brings the Pasuk, we're going to the Boyz Yavai Zuloi. The Pasuk says, Boyz Yupnet, somebody, it's a bizarre, and a different shot than what it means, but what the kash is, what's the double ocean, who is it? Boyz Yavai Zuloi, but listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Boyz Yavai Zuloi, so it says, Ama Ula Loike Shimon Achia Zaya, Voloike Rabbi Yechin and the Bein Asiya, right? Rashi in the beginning of Zvachim, right? The Beis over there says, that why is he called Shimon Achi Azariah? Because he used to support his brother. So from then on, they'll start to see the Lashon.
It's all this choice you're getting, he sells to two people. And this naked itself is one on that,
right?
The two, to take care of two people? No, it's one guy to sell the choice
to two people, two
right.
Yeah, you mean
it's only this choice? It has space for both.
And I can
see he could. You'd be like yourself a fool with 20 people.
We mean the same? If you
right off, same guy.
So that's a different issue. Rav Yosher holds he suffers bullying as is. You have to support him totally. But to support him totally. Not everybody agrees to that. Not sad. In other words, that the pshat is when he's making a fasana, you got to help. You got to support his guy. When he, whatever he has, you have to totally support him. Could be a court today. You can have 10 people do it.
Right.
Again, could be. I don't know. But we usually write out suffers bullings. You know, even if you're giving a person a few dollars, you could make yourself as well. Not everybody agrees to that. But anyway,
IRS is rope support.
Is what? Is what?
You can make a deduction with rope support.
What does that mean?
You take someone off the bandit.
Oh, I mean, yeah. You have to. Oh, really? No. I mean, if you help your son a little and a kailu, it's not enough. Rashi, Shimon Achi Azari, Al Shem Shor Zariah Osak by Perkamatio. The Sipek Tzorche Shimon Achvizatek, Bishor Shoya Isik Betaira, the Hisnu Beneim, they made Chiachelik Larzaria Beskar Talmudish Shimon Kabina Besaita, Imitain Ish as Kol Hoin Besai, Loike Shimon Achizai, we'll see, Lefikach Nikra al Shmoi Shilomer al Yada. It's called, in other words, because Shimon was able to learn, because he always called him Shimon, the brother of Azariah, just in other words, he's a brother of Isaiah. So somebody once heard a fellow give a maggot sort of. So he said, this Azariah, Mistama had this, and Mistama had this and that, and he bought this. He was a very wealthy man by his place. He says, nobody in history remembers him as the one who bought this house or bought that furniture or this car. They remember one thing, Shimon Achi Azariah, he supported his brother in Torah. So Kaponim, the Gemara says, "Loi kashim el achin zarya," and not kabir from the Bein Nisi. So Rashi says that these to support each other. Ela kihilul v'shabna. The fi also dim amar hilul v'shabna achi avad el brothers. Hilul asak b'tayra. Shach shabna azvat iska. And he had a business. His brother had a business. L'soif amale ta neroiv. Let's make a deal. The lifnik and lets us split. Yotzas abat varma im yiten ishes kol hein beis. A person will give away all his the hein beis, everything that he has, all his wealth. Boizil huzul. It's like embarrassing. Like, what are you selling your Torah? So he's learning over here that the pshat is look in Rashi. Tana ube mishka meisas vacha lama tayr lidei achav fereisim mukmatir kidei shiichlu vespalu glimudei shoshimet. Lekaku nikro shemazayim. Chen Rabbi Yechon, lomad al yidei anasi shayim afarnasa. Hillel, though, his brother came after the fact. That's what the Ramah means, to go after the fact. The Bas Kol came and said, na emitin ish as kol hain beis. So, in other words, that's not the same. The others, was you're not being ma'af she Hillel to learn. He came to Hillel and said, you know, I see you're really a masmit. You're really sitting and learning. I see you're steiging. I want to give you money. In other words, he's buying his car, so that you can't do, right? So she says, "Bakochuk mayri de hilul nisratza." He learns that Hillel said, "Okay, fine, I'll take that money." Dim loitz nisratza. If he didn't want to, he didn't need a basko. He needed a basko to come and say it's not a deal. Must be Hillel was chen matzasi ben yankiv b'shem the riff. The riff of ben yankiv is the ripinto, not the riff of the goy. The mayri that Hillel was the nisratza. Otherwise, basko had to come out and say, "This is not a good deal." Hillel did it. Va'afa pika lo mahani. Da oylam abba in a bar b'chiri. You can't sell oylam abba. Ra'k kishimen achi azari. Da koydem ha'maisa va'alimud hichsik b'yoda v'yoda lamet. Im ken zeyn the b'tayas b'chiri. So must be if it the pshans you can buy it. Why can't you buy it after the fact? Must be it's not buying it. Ra'k hevi kihu atzo aso. It's like you're the goyim in it. In other words, in Torah, whatever a person does to be ma'avshin, the reason Shimon was able to learn, the reason Rabbi Yechon was able to learn, is because of the person that supported them, Shimon's brother Azariah. So that means he's the one who gets the schar of limud. Avin kvar asa efer the pas atzah kofron learned it. Livka achra chen b'yafalt. And that's what he learned. There is a Rashi that's a shtickle not mashu that way. It's a whole maisu with the prior belogen. Because Rashi says, hilu lasu b'tayrav mitoyed oini rav. From what does Rashi want exactly? That he was very poor. What does Rashi want? Like, Kilu, that he just can't buy that tzchus of learning Torah mitoychet chak, it's mashamash. But he's not going into that. Yaakov, let me just finish. One once again. Okay? Oh, so he says, Ein b'chir is a klum, and he can't. He says, Ubniya Harid, he brings his son, Shlomo Kluger, by the way, developed, you know, he was married to Kahilu, Ramesh Eloi, the Beis Halevi, when his first wife, he got divorced for his first, didn't really want to get went around to get a Heta Meir Bonim, so he went all over to get from Gedolim. So he met Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger was a married like a genius. And when he met him, so he came, he was giving a shir, and he started to argue with him. Basically, he was an Eloi also. So the Shlomo Kluger didn't, you know, he saw that he's not, Shlomo Kluger was Galicia, and he was a Litvisha. So he called him and he said, who are you? So he said, I've been a clear guy, been a smart also. But Shlomo Kluger, the Velt says that he wrote 375 svarim, Gematria Shlomo. Okay, but we don't have. About 20 years ago, they discovered in the Hebrew University that his son, not this one, it's a different name, sent before the war to someone else. Well, there's a whole lot of remember the story, remember? Ksabiat, and so far they've published a sefer on every parsha in the Torah. Thick sefer on every parsha up to, I don't know what up to now. Somebody wants Einikol Shlomo Kluger that I know gave me his some of the svarim that I don't know where they're up to already, but it was when he gave it to me, it was up to Shmoyz or something. Then they found Kilis Yankiv drush on Aser Simei Tshuva on Elul on Rishon. Each one is sefer. It's getting pretty close. I mean, it's really, it's amazing. So it says over there that in 2 days a week, he would lock himself in a room and just write the whole day. He was a miracle Ela. I mean, the style of learning is a very different style, but he married the Ela. See, he says like this. He brings his son. A pimashin causes his osi shape. In other words, if you can't sell, the Torah says, smach zvulin betzei sefa, v'yisofa bar lefa. Pirsh Rashi, the kachik, dimoy bishvil, the zvulin osik b'masa matin, he was osi panosa, upinas yisosh astrak, please, the brain osi shape yosai. It comes out very geschmack. That the Torah, the pshat is azoi. When is smach zvulin betzei sefa? When do you have that simcha? When you are first and you make sure you give the money before Yisachar learns. But if it would be first Yisachar would be mashma that Yisachar learned, and then you come, oh, I like this guy, he's a mashma, and then you're giving him money. So if it's mekan la'aba, but it means is the money has to be there before it's learned in order to get the schus of the Torah. It's a very shame of earth. Ulefid rei nasi shabbat, that Torah remezes back the masa, dim zvul and hikta maisav liyisachar, uparnas atchila, kidei shi yasak Yisachar, Az yesh lizbul and chelik b'shvisocha. Aval im hoya yisocha makdib tchila b'shaloi, v'afrikach zvul and b'mamayna, loy mahani loy klum. Well, I said, v'afrikach niskarti. Or Rainy says, Rainy echa b'kam niskarti. That's the Ramada we're doing. He says, then you can only, which is the Rabbein Yerucham, that you can only be yisocha and zvul and before the fact, not after the fact. You can't, it's not the fact you're buying the schar of the person, like, not buying the schar. You're allowing him to learn. Therefore, you get a schar. That's what the Chazanish writes in his letters, that the pshat is not that you're buying something from him. You don't need a kinyan. The only reason you write a shtar is in order to be machayev yourself in the money. In other words, the shtar is not a kinyan on his schar. The shtar is that you're machayev yourself to give money. And he has a tain on you. You gave me money. You're machna yourself, you're mashabed yourself to give him money. But the schar, he says, is the pshat is cause. You're the one who's helping this person learn. Memela, you get his stop. And not the shot is that somehow you're buying it. That's why the price can go into this thing, Taka. Can you do yourself as well with mitzvahs or mitzvahs for sale? There's no such thing. It's a special din, Torah. That in Torah, there's a reality that everything that you do is considered Torah. Anything that a person does, it's hiding about zikaba, b'simchem u'shah. Or is that the pshat is that whatever a person does, he gets that schata, which is based on that Gemara. There are a few things I don't want to go into, Let's look in Rashi and Menachos too, just for a second. I'm Reish Lakish. Pamim she bitula shel Torah zeu yisaid. The Devil says it over, bitula shel Torah zeu kiyuma. The Gemara is lashon zeu yisaid. It could be the Rizik is. Diksiv yashakoichu kashashim barato. Amal akarish baruch b'lamensha. Right? Ashashim barato yashakoichu shabbat. You broke the luchos. So look at Rashi's lashon. Kegoin shemavatl Torah. Sometimes you have to be mavatl the Torah. Out like tzas ameis. You have to go to levaya. Lachnas is kali. You have to go to chasana. That's daicha, right? Zehu yisoida. What do you mean yisoida? Yisoida means it's a foundation. Kloima mekabel tzar ki ilu yoyshet umeyasla vaoisimba shenema sheshibarta v'lo amalei b'loshem kash ramina skima inmar das shmina kribitl Torah. Even in the Skavan Latova, which is a public exhaustion, even though you're not really doing anything for Torah at that moment. But since the Torah says you're louder, it's called Kinyan Makam Torah. As you see that you can have a king of Torah, even though you're not being Isaac and Esam Torah itself. Now, look at the Gemara Psach. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Call a Matu Malay Lakista Makam. As he gives wears to Tamachach, right? In other words, it means this, the Tamachach was Isaac with this book that I saw, Taka, or Moshe Lundinsky from. They just, somebody gave me a book on Bishvili Radin. So it's about Ramesh Radinsky's Roshiva and Radin. So, you fall into Ramna. He says over there that at a certain time in the war, I think it was the First World War, that the Yeshiva came to Big Majber, a critical point, and he found a way of selling onions. And he was able to make parnasa for Yeshiva. So he himself would sit in the store and sell the onions. He says he would do it because why? To support Torah. He says, so even though he was Rosh Hashiva and he was sitting in Martin, he says, but Atamachok Mosa, that's not Parnasa. It doesn't mean that he just give him, means even if you go ahead and you give him the livelihood and the Fshoris, you give him somehow, then he's able to even finance himself, and this way he's able to sit and learn. Zeichah, she says, Kolamatu Malay Lakis Tamachokum, Zeichah Vyeshav Yeshiva Shomayla, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Bitzela, training to write the Pesukim. Between my kahalas. Fred did it. You know, it happened. You too. Do it with a quintet in the back? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, the kahalas. So it says, the Gemara darshan's a pasuk. Over here, the Gemara brings only part of the pasuk, unless we do the whole pasuk. Prosperic design, I believe.
What?
The Yud Beis. Yud Beis, yeah. Don't you know? Yeah. Well, it says something. Okay. Yeah. Ki betzela chochma betzela kesa. To sit in the shelter of wisdom and to sit in the shelter of money. What Shem Shana means is, if you have wisdom, you know how to make money. If you're a smart guy, you know how to make money. That our father Ziv understood with this pasuk, right? The yisra in das, but the advantage of das, of chochma, the yisra in das, is that chochma to chaya balel. The chochma will preserve the life of his business. I'm going to dash it out, but sell, my first should say different things. Why it said, it should have said, betzel chochma, bekesef, betzel chochma means, it depends where you are. In this world, right, so the tzel kesef. In the next world, it's betzel chochma. What it means is the shelter of, if a person supports the tamo chochma, he has the schus of the chochma. Right, that's the oh, he brought the plus. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. Ki betzel chochma, betzel kesef, yisun das chochma tachay over there. Okay, so now, just another gemara, just a interesting gemara. We're not going to go into this whole base of labor in this gemara, but just to see the gemara. Subis. Amar Beloza, Amar Ratzah, same guy. If an Amar Ratzah, same guy. Which, all the swarm that they have about Reb Shlomo Zalman, so its children said that they grew up with one fear. The fear was, don't be an Amar Ratzah. The father instilled in them, Zeitnish can Amar Ratzah. But Amar Ratzah, it's like the worst thing in the world. Amar Ratzah, main guy. Mason Balyuk, Tanya Nami, Mason Balyuk, Yochel, Lakoil, Reform Balikuva, Barbara, out of Dibetar, Kosmanava. You make yourself lax from Dibetar. Amalia Bierkinen, so after Beloz said, Blanichlum, right? Amal Alki, he says, you can't say this. I hope it's Marfa Asa, but it's coming to the end. Come on, that's the whole thing, what it's talking about. So he's told him now, I dash in a posik, that if a person has Tayra or Tar Machaya, if he doesn't have a Tayra, it's not Machai. Even the Fazia, the Kamitstari, so that he had a lot of Tsar. The Amaratsim are going to feel terrible. Amalei Rebbe Matzasi La'entakona Minotera. Finally, with Torah. Shenema Ba'atim at Bekim Hashem Lokechem Chanku Chembeya. V'chi Efshu at Buke B'Shechina. Is Shach to be Dabik Shechina V'aksiv. Eisho K'Hashem Lokecha Eisho Eichla. The Banishom is an all-consuming fire. El Kola Masik Bitu L'Tabachoch. Right? Gemara says, Lo'ilam Yimko Adam Ashiyesh L'Gemara Psofim V'yisa Bas Tamachochem Masik Bitu Tamachochem. He makes business. He allows them to have a mahad at the and the Mala alava kosher kilu medabek b'shchina. He says he can't be double b'shchina because of eish. So, but what about the tamachofim? How's he medabek? He says because he has the eish atayrah. Since he has the eish atayrah, the eish is medabek to the eish. But all these gemaras, the fact that Levi Nakadama has a beautiful pshat in this gemara. But upon him, you see the Indian of supporting a tamachofim. There's a myriadic of what the Brisker Rebbe used to say. I saw it originally in a little conscious that the many years ago they put out, yeah, from a Chaim Volozhin, the Seder Kinyan, a Chaim Volozhin. And it says a myriadic of what from Chaim Volozhin. It says like this. He says, I'll bring it out a little more. It brings a very big kitsa. This Gemara, Kolamatul Miloy Lakis Tamil Chachamib, is Zayisha B'Yeshu B'Shiva Shalmaila, Shanema Kibitzal Chochma Tzevkes. So Reb Chaim Volozhin used to say like this, that, so what does that mean? It means Torah, you have this scar of Torah. Once you get to scar, why are you the scar? It's the biggest scar in the world. Once somebody showed me once a Ponim Yofus, a beautiful Ponim Yofus. Ponim Yofus, it says, Al Tiyu Kevodim Meshamshim Amanas Rekabel Pras. Don't mean Meshamish on the condition to get the reward. It says, you ever see an Evan that does something without? And what's the launch of Manasri Kabul Pras? Manasri Kabul Star. What's Star? No, Star. What does it say? Pras means a prince. A prince means a slice. He says, it's upon him, he also says, a Marian de Gazar. He says, on the posse by Rus, the Tiem is Kortach Tleima. Your scar should be full. He says like this. So the guy goes up to Shemayim Achamesim Shana, and they say that, okay. He says, where's all my star? He says, what do you mean? So what do you mean? I went to yeshiva. The mashgiach always just talk about Torah is the greatest star, and I learned. You're supposed to give me a big star. It's okay. You learned. Says, yeah, I learned. Says, let me ask you. The night that you're supposed to go, to, you know, learn, what happened? You had a meeting with this and this and that. You know, I said, what am I supposed to do? I could have lost a business deal. I couldn't come that night. So he says, in other words, it was worth it more than the learning. So he says, that's a shout. He says, they give you scarf according to what, how much you matching that. If you matching the Torah, your business meaning more than the coming to learn, so they can also give you price, only a portion. You set your own price. Al tishamshu as on the condition to get only a portion of the schar. Do it completely. Understand what a Torah is. Understand what mitzvah. You'll get a full schar. So that is something a schar. Person who supports Torah gets more than a schar. So Rabbi Volozhin says, he says one example. He can give many examples. Gemara says in two places. The Gemara says that David. You know what? We'll read the Gemara inside. If you don't mind. Quarius, and Yavamas, because I'm not sure if the Gemara is exactly the same. But there's a sheep and Quarius on the Gemara. The Gemara says that David HaMelech, thank you. The Gemara says that David HaMelech, he says, Apostle, Agur Barlech Barlecha Erlamet. He says to Rabbi Hashem, I want to live in your tent, in your tent, Erlamet, but for world. You know, like forever, that's what it means. She said, Laila, what does it mean? Agur ba'alecha oylamin. So the Gemara says, "V'fi evsha loy la'adam lagor b'shnei oylamin." Is it feasible? Is it possible for a person to live in two worlds? A person can only live in one world, right? Well, the David HaMelech said, "Tzadik vava mebeis." V'fi evsha loy la'adam lagor b'shnei agur ba'alecha oylamin. Right? The Baishim, I want to dwell, gar to live ba'alecha oylamin. So it says, adam, can a person live in two worlds? Ella Amar David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said in front of Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Yehi Ratzon Sheyayimu Davar Shmua B'Pi Ba'olam Hazeh. Right? Yehi Ratzon, that they should say over something from my mouth, something Bar Shmua B'Pi Ba'olam Hazeh. They should say over something from my mouth. She says, "You sifsai nois bekever. My lips should move even when I'm in the kever." Right? Kiyu ani chai, kiyu am living. Chiyaydu. Right? The Amar Biyechem Shur Reb Shimei. If I call Tamachoko, any Tamachoko, call Tamachoko. Even Davish Dvarsh Mumipiv. When a person says, "Oh, but yeah, the Ktzais," you know what the Ktzais says? What you quote over Shlomo Kolga like we did today. Of his lips, right? What's David's? Rashi says, "Nos from love and not." It moves. It loshen davishematiach mevatzah. It's like when you boil up water, so the water starts to boil. And you see these bubbles. My lips should bubble in this world. In the Shita Mukubetzis in Choyris, he argues on Rashi. He says, doesn't know where you got such a lashon that it means Davidus. So he says, klamet al from the base. Davidus, Rashi pierce knows, tema, echba Davidus la knows. What does the word Davidus have to do with movement? Va'amar ab menachim chosid, zal, shero bepirushe eretz yavin, Davidus is lashon zavis, the dal in the zayin, like it says, Mitagamin and Zava Daiba. Like it says, Daiba, it says in the Torah, sorry, by Moshe Ben's Broker. Kloima sifsos of Zavois. Ki Adam Ayoshin. If a person sleeps, how do you tell if a person is alive or he's dead? When he's, if a person breathes, he's sleeping or he's dead. How do you tell what's the difference? What's from breathing? Drools, right. If he has saliva coming out of his mouth. When we sleep, we always feel ourselves. I always say a lot of times that the Matalevi brings from the Biechil Paris on one of the Piyutim on the and Rosh Hashanah. So he says over there that the Tal, the Gemara that we said, the Tal, the Bishop takes a Du, Haltkiya, and that's the Tal that goes ahead and brings a Machai Mason. Shtaking Rabbi Yechiel Paris, I don't know what the Mukher is, but the Matalevi in the Maaser brings, he says that he collects all that the Talmid Chacham that sit in Beis Medrash, they fall asleep. Right? The Maaser says Megillah, Talmid Chacham is allowed to fall asleep in the Beis Medrash because he's sitting and learning. That's his house, right? A person walks through the Beis Medrash to fall asleep, that's not a good thing. But if that's what he's living at, then he falls asleep. He's tired. He just went to Shreya Taisus and he falls asleep. So the Baruch Hashem takes all the drool, all the saliva from all the Talmidim that learn Beis Medrash. He puts it into whatever. And that's the Tal that's Mechai Mason. Where he says over here that says over here also that the Pshad is Kloimar. He's not sleeping anymore. He's not there. He's not dead. He's sleeping. What's the raya? Because Sposa, look at this. Open up his grave, and you'll see that the saliva coming out of his mouth. He's talking. He's sleeping. So as they say over mice of a certain rub that came to a certain town, and they wanted to become a rub of a certain town. So they said that in this town, Rabbi Kivayg is buried there, and Nachsam Seif is buried there, and the Nesif is buried there. Wow. So he took the job right away. Then he realized, wait a minute, Kivayg is buried in Posen, the Chassam Seif is buried in Preshburg, and the Nesif is buried in Lisa. So he told, no, in Lisa, the Nesif is still alive. They learned the Nesif. Rabbi Kivayg is still alive in Posen, they learned. He says, in Preshburg, there's still Chassam Seif. At this town, they're dead. They're buried. Sucked up high velocity. Sorry, he says, look, beautiful, look at the Pasuk now. He says, when a person learns, he says, when he's forced learning, he gets the Schar of Torah. But nobody's going to say anything in his name after 120 years, right? That part of Torah you don't have. You have to learn in order to get children to say, I remember Tati once said a nice barn on the parasha. So he says, but say lechok, but say lekes, why do you get the Schar? The Yisron, but the advantage of das, that chokh, if you learn Torah, it'll bring life, it'll bring you life even after a person leaves this world. He's still alive. That could only be done with learning. So that we have to be zeichet to learn, to say divrei Torah at home, that mitzvah shem, it should always go on, this fuss of divrei Nisman.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.